Watch, Israel destroys Hamas intel HQ, with dozens of terrorists inside. By Joel B. Polak on May 13, 2021. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, reported Thursday that it had conducted an airstrike on an intelligence headquarters used by the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas in Gaza, killing dozens of other terrorist operatives who were inside the building. The Times of Israel reported. The Israel Defense Forces says it just conducted an airstrike on a Hamas intelligence facility with dozens of terrorist operatives inside. The military says the site served as the main command center for its surveillance network. It is not immediately clear how many Hamas members are killed in the strike. The Israel military released video of the apparent attack. Other, unconfirmed videos also circulated on social media. The Jerusalem Post added. Dozens of Hamas operatives were eliminated on Thursday in several targeted attacks on Hamas compounds throughout the Gaza Strip. The IDF destroyed the terror group's central bank and internal security headquarters, as well as the home of a top Hamas commander. They also eliminated dozens in an attack on a Hamas intelligence complex. The IDF plans a ground invasion of Gaza to root out Hamas terrorists and weapons in the coming days. According to the Times of Israel, an IDF spokesman said, "We are gathering forces on the Gaza border, preparing them. They are studying the field and we will use them when we decide to. The initiative is ours and time is on our side." The Post reported that the Israeli military had called up 7,000 reservists, and artillery and military vehicles have begun to mobilize at the border with Gaza. Meanwhile, Hamas continued to fire rockets at Israeli cities, including Tel Aviv. Terrorists also launched drones at Israeli communities in southern Israel. Joel B. Polak is senior editor at large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new ebook, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak. Photo, file.